What about the issue of MDS risk in PARP inhibitors?
Yeah, okay. So the development of MDS and AML is actually a recognized complication of patients who have a BRCA mutation. So in the days before we ever started to use PARP inhibitors, there are clearly recorded cases of patients with a BRCA mutation who go on to develop MDS-AML and indeed second malignancies outside the more common breast and ovarian cancers.
Could I just say, I mean, I haven't heard that before. So in general, is it accepted that people with BRCA germline mutations, I mean, whether it's, you know, breast cancer or whatever, have a higher incidence of MDS?
Correct. That is correct.
Wow. And
the historic literature is quite clear about that.
Huh. Fascinating.
So the important question, of course, to address with the PARP inhibitors is whether or not the incidence increases. And what we saw both in the olaparib studies and in the niraparib studies, that there was a very slight increase in MDS-AML in the patients on the PARP inhibitor. Now, it's too early to know exactly how big that difference is. It's very small. You know, we're talking about single-digit numbers of patients. And what's really important going forward is, of course, that we follow up in the clinical practice and assimilate the data that comes out from late long-term toxicity to know what the magnitude of that difference is. But it's likely to be small. We saw MDS-AML in both the control arms of the NOVA trial and niraparib trial and the Study 19 trial. One of the interesting things in the olaparib study is that the cases of MDS-AML we saw occurred relatively early in the treatment. And again, with the prolonged follow-up of patients that we now have in those who remained on the drug and who remain alive, we saw no additional cases of MDS-AML. So I think it's not as big a problem as it was initially thought to be, but it does need to be monitored.